That's what I remember is a little bit in hindsight now, but my impression then was what I guess everybody knows now, that Hitler was trying to shore up his possible defenses and protect himself on that front, just so that he could pay attention to the rest of Europe. And I think that's what we thought it was at the time. You may have seen from this other interview, these other interviews, that those German students were at Caltech, where I was, and we talked with them quite interestedly. And most of the German students said, "Oh, we have to be good Nazis," or at least thought to be good Nazis. They weren't. Well, they weren't all. Some of them were pretty skeptical, but others were very strongly Nazi. And we had peace marches on campus. We thought that the military-industrial complex, although that phrase wasn't used at that time, but industrialists too were trying to get us into the war so they could sell more stuff out of the claim and so on. Mm-hmm. And I don't think those marches were taken very seriously, but they were there. Uh-huh. And we were all discussed the situation and felt that, see, it looks like we're going to have to be drawn into it somehow.
Uh-huh.
Very likely to. And Roosevelt, of course, was making moves in that direction to help. The war clouds were all there. Various people took them with various degrees of seriousness.
Yeah.
But I think many people were quite concerned.